time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for partly sunny skies with a high of 50. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 32. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. The City of Fairfield will conduct a citywide cleanup on Saturday, April 27th, from 8 to 11 a.m. Dumpsters will be available at the Street and Bridge Department at 908 East King Street, and the service will end once those dumpsters are completely filled. The dumpsters will be available only for Fairfield residents. A driver's license and utility bill stub with a Fairfield City address are required in order to dispose of material at the site. Additionally, the site will be for residential cleanup only, not commercial contractors. Republic Services will have dumpsters available for all kinds of general waste, except construction or demolition debris, air conditioners, water heaters, tires, concrete, any liquid form of lead or oil-based paint or varnish, yard waste, batteries, fluorescent light bulbs, electronic waste, and hazardous waste. Lewis Scrap Metal will have a dumpster available for metals and appliances, as well as for bicycle, ATV, lawnmower, passenger car, and light truck tires. Light truck tires can be disposed of for $3 each, passenger car tires for $2 each, and other tires for $1 each. Wastes such as paint may not be disposed of while in liquid form. They may be absorbed into kitty litter or other absorbents, allowed to dry, then disposed of with other waste. Residents utilizing the dumpsters are asked to line up on East King Street, entering from the west. The city will have personnel available to supervise traffic and unloading. Residents will be required to unload their own material, though city personnel will be on hand to assist with heavier items as needed. More news next.
The Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital strives to deliver the most advanced, minimally invasive services to restore function, relieve pain, and renew the hope of our patients. We serve individuals with chronic pain caused by a wide variety of medical issues, and the chances are we've treated someone with pain just like yours. Don't wait. Start living without pain today. If you are experiencing chronic pain, talk to your doctor about visiting us at the Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital. Take your health into your own hands and stop the pain. For more information, call 842-2082 or visit fairfieldmemorial.org/pain.
Get the good stuff.
At Napa Auto Parts in Fairfield, buy your windshield wiper blades and Napa will install them free. Napa has a bigger, whole new inventory of heavy-duty parts for semis and tank trucks. And they offer custom-made hydraulic hoses up to 2-inch 4-wire. You get over 100 years of experience from Brent, Jalen, Derek, Steve, and Nolan at Napa Auto Parts, 123 West Delaware in Fairfield.
Get the good stuff.
Napa. Get the good stuff.
In other news, a new women's ministry begins this week in Sisney at the church on 45, formerly the Methodist Church in Sisney. The ministry, called Beyond Me, is open to any woman who wishes to gather in a friendly setting to worship and enjoy dinner. It's a group of women passionate about building relationships in the kingdom of God. The first gathering will be this Thursday at 6 p.m. Meeting times are scheduled for the first and third Thursday of the month at 6. Plans are in the works to have several different speakers from various churches and counties. Beyond Me Ministries aims to be a safe place where women can eat dinner together, laugh, talk, pray, sing, and invite others to do the same. More information about Beyond Me Ministries may be found on their Facebook page. Two men were arrested by Wayne County deputies over the weekend. 65-year-old Sims resident Michael L. Romine was arrested on a charge of aggravated assault on Saturday afternoon. He was then given a notice to appear in court and was released from jail. Yesterday afternoon, 22-year-old Fairfield resident Seth M. Carter was arrested on a charge of domestic battery. Carter was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. The Hamilton County Collaboration, along with other area businesses, will be lighting McLeansboro Blue later today in honor of Child Abuse Prevention Month. The event will begin at 5 o'clock at the Hamilton County Courthouse in McLeansboro. Mayor Dick Dietz will open the ceremony, followed by the reading of the state proclamation by Hamilton Memorial Hospital CEO Victoria Woodrow. Prevent Child Abuse Illinois' Brittany Hale will then speak on the importance of child abuse prevention. In the final edition of WFIW's Fairfield Candidate Series on the Community Connection Program, Second Ward incumbent Alderman Tyler Lampley said he is looking to win his first election for a seat on the Fairfield City Council. Lampley, who has worked at Save-A-Lot for nearly 16 years, was appointed in June to fill the seat of David Simpson. Appearing on today's program, he said a big focus for the council should be on infrastructure, specifically the roads in Fairfield.
Our infrastructure, we got to get our roads fixed. I mean, everybody keeps saying it, but it is true. It's one of the biggest things that's hurting us. I mean, our side streets are really bad. I mean, the winters and the summers have just wreaked havoc on them. Time to get them replaced. We need to get the water lines done before the state does their project. It's an absolute must. It's a safety issue as well as a need.
Lampley said people who have concerns are welcome to share them at any point, as he is readily accessible even at his workplace.
I have had a few phone calls. I've had people come to my house, which is fine. I have a lot of people that stop me in the store. They know where to find me. Got usually a notepad or somewhere close by. I can take down the information. To call Street and Bridge, I can call them.
Lampley is running against challenger Sheila Zerlini for the 2nd Ward seat. The Fairfield Zoning Board of Appeals will hold a public meeting tomorrow evening at 6 at the Chamber of Commerce office. The meeting stems from a decision from the Fairfield City Council last month to refer an item of business dealing with amending and revising an ordinance regulating mobile, manufactured, and modular homes to the board. Tomorrow, the Board of Appeals will give a review of mobile home standards, then discuss pertinent revisions to the mobile home ordinance. The final item of business will be establishing a recommendation to the City Council for the new ordinance, which will then be discussed at the Council's meeting on April 23rd. The Wayne City School District 100 will be conducting child find preschool screenings for children under 5 years old who will not be eligible for kindergarten in the fall. The free screening checks a child's progress in hearing, vision, speech, language, and coordination skills. It is designed to give parents a better idea of how their child is progressing at a young age before he or she begins school. It's expected to take approximately 45 minutes. The district will also hold kindergarten registration for children enrolling in school this fall. Parents are asked to bring their child's official birth certificate, immunization record, and physical, dental, and vision paperwork. Head Start, along with Wayne City Early Learning Center ISBE pre-K personnel, will also be on hand to share information about their programs. The preschool screenings and kindergarten registration will be held at the Wayne City Baptist Church on April 15th and 16th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Walk-ins are not recommended. The district asks that people call Amy at the Wayne City Grade School office at 895-3103 to schedule an appointment. The unemployment rate in Illinois dropped from 5.2 to 4.7% in February, according to recent statistics released from the Illinois Department of Employment Security. Wayne County's February rate was at 6.2%, down from 6.8% in January. That drop was representative of many area counties, as most dropped at least half a percentage point. In February of 2018, Wayne County's rate was at 6%. Edwards County saw a significant decrease as well, going from 6.1% in January to 5.3% in February. Its February 2018 mark was 4.9%. Hamilton County dropped slightly in February from 5.4% to 5.1%. Wabash County from 5.1% to 4.7%, and White County from 5.3% to 4.8%. Lawrence and Saline counties have the highest unemployment rates in the area, at 6.7% and 6.6% respectively. However, each dropped at least 0.8% in February. Wabash County has the lowest rate in the nearby area. As a state, Illinois' February unemployment rate was lower than 2018's mark of 4.9%. Nationwide, unemployment dropped from 4.4% to 4.1%. That's also lower than the February 2018 rate of 4.4%. State Senator Toy Hutchinson joined Democratic colleagues from both chambers of the General Assembly to discuss the push for a graduated income tax recently. She discussed the alternatives and didn't paint them in a favorable light.
There are three options. We can make drastic cuts across the board. We can stop funding to schools and public safety and universities and social services. And slashing funding to schools will do nothing but raise property taxes. We can raise income taxes by 20% on everybody, the middle class, everybody. That would hit every single person in the state that pays taxes right now. Or we can work on implementing a fair income tax that only raises taxes on 3% of the folks. Saying no to a fair tax right now is literally saying no to working families. It's saying no to school children. It's saying no to our social services safety net. It's saying no to the people that we came here to protect the most.
Hutchinson was joined in a Capitol press conference by State Senator Andy Mayner, who said, among other losses, nearly 17,000 seniors would lose access to Meals on Wheels without the graduated tax. He also said that, despite Republican criticism of the tax proposal, GOP lawmakers have failed to put forth a plan of their own in the 36 days since the governor's budget address. According to officials from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Illinois could lose more than $18 million in funding if it doesn't accelerate the processing time on food stamp applications within the next month. The USDA, which administers the food stamp program, sent the Illinois Department of Human Services a letter stating that the agency has until April 21st to significantly improve timeliness or develop an effective strategy to make it happen. The state agency has pledged to fix the food stamp or Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program problems, which it says happened under former Governor Bruce Rauner's administration. Illinois is among the 10 worst states for timeliness rates, according to the USDA. Around 1.8 million residents in the state are using SNAP for groceries, most of them children, the elderly, or people with disabilities. Diane Doherty, executive director of the Illinois Hunger Coalition, noted the state's rocky implementation of an automated system that was supposed to simplify the application process, but has instead compounded the workload. Her organization, which operates a hotline, said SNAP applicants have called to complain that their applications are taking a month longer than they should, or that their benefits are being voided when they shouldn't be. A central Illinois lawmaker is pushing for tougher penalties for Scott's Law violators. Kim Howard reports.
15 Illinois State Police troopers have been struck by motorists not following the state's move-over law this year, including two who have died. Springfield Representative Tim Butler has a bill creating tougher penalties for violators.
We need to do better as a legislative body to address this growing issue. We need to do better for the state employees of Illinois who risk their lives every day on the side of our roadways. We need to do better for the citizens that we represent who are on the side of the road if they have car troubles. We need to do better on Scott's Law.
Butler says at the very least, the law should carry similar penalties as those assessed for hitting a worker in a construction zone. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
The push comes after two state troopers were killed last week, one during a traffic stop and the other by a wrong-way driver. That's the news. Area deaths next.
At Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics, your family's care team is close to home. But it's not just about convenience. It's about quality care. From routine care to acute needs, Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics in Carmi and McLeansboro have you covered. Plus, same-day appointments are available and a Carmi walk-in clinic on Saturdays for those unexpected illnesses. With 7 providers and 9 specialty care clinics, maybe it's time to take another look at Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics.
Nothing goes better with warmer weather than ice cream. At Fairfield's Dairy Queen, they're serving up new strawberry or chocolate cake shakes, Orr's Dreamsicle Dipped Cones, and 2 new Cupfection Royal Treats, including Brownie Oreo and Summer Berry Cakes. With new items added to the menu, it's a perfect time to stop in during happy hour. At Dairy Queen, you can't buy happiness, but you can get your favorite DQ treat, and that's sure to make you happy.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 44. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow was at 26,192, up 263. The NASDAQ is at 7,807. That is up 78. And May crude oil is at $61.36, and that is up sharply. It's up $1.22. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 82-year-old Mount Vernon, Indiana resident Audrey Ann Warwick died on Saturday evening at Mount Vernon Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. She worked for many years as secretary to the street department. Audrey Warwick is survived by children Douglas Warwick, Luann Warwick, Tina Newman, Bill Warwick, and Phyllis Muller, 14 grandchildren, several great-grandchildren, one great-great-grandchild, sisters Phyllis Greer and Mary Braun, and sisters-in-law Carol Pemberton and Barbara Warwick Kimball. Funeral services for Audrey Warwick will be held at 2 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday, tomorrow, at Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Mount Vernon. Visitation will be from noon until the time of service. Burial will be in Stokes Chapel Cemetery in Crossville. Memorials may be made to Riley's Children's Hospital or the Mount Vernon Homeless Shelter. 69-year-old Keynes resident Ivan Lee Young died at his home on Friday. He was a member of the Oak Valley Free Will Baptist Church. Ivan Young is survived by his wife, Betty, son Brent Young of Buckner, daughter Stephanie Young Elliott of Fairfield, four granddaughters, brother William D. Young of Fairfield, an aunt, sister-in-law Beth Young of Fairfield, stepsister Mary Shawback, and several nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Ivan Young will be held at 1 o'clock this afternoon at the Oak Valley Church near Jeff. Visitation will be from noon until the time of service at the church. Burial will follow at Round Prairie Cemetery near Jeff. The Young Funeral Home of Wayne City is in charge of arrangements. 101-year-old Wayne City resident Mary Elizabeth Trotter died at 4:38 a.m. on Saturday at Hamilton Memorial Nursing and Rehab Center in McLeansboro. She was a member of the Belle Prairie Baptist Church and Ellis Mound Baptist Church. Mary Trotter is survived by a son, John of Wayne City, one daughter, Kay Melton of Dahlgren, seven grandchildren, 16 great-grandchildren, two step-great-grandchildren, and 10 great-great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Mary Trotter will be held at noon on Tuesday, tomorrow, at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Burial will be in Crouch Cemetery at Belle Prairie. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. to noon tomorrow at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, which is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today. Partly sunny skies at a high of 50. Partly cloudy skies tonight, a low of 32. And then sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 60. Outlook for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Mostly cloudy on Wednesday, a high of 65 and low of 48. Rain is likely on Thursday. Thursday's high 58 with a low of 50. And then cloudy skies on Friday. Friday's high will be around 65 with an overnight low of 50.